Welcome back to the Sean Leslie Show here on News Talk 980 CKNW. I'm Lisa Yuzda, sitting in for Sean Leslie. If you're out on the streets of downtown Vancouver today, you might have seen a lot of people with red umbrellas. It was the annual Red Umbrella March. They happen across the country, different times of year, this one just here in Vancouver, raising awareness about the consequences of criminalizing the sale of sex in our country. And we have with us Andrew Sorfleet. He's the president of the board of Triple X Workers Solidarity Association of BC. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi, Andrew. How are you?
I'm very well.
Well, it's good you only needed your umbrellas to keep the sun off your faces today, not the rain.
Yes, it's hard to compete with this weather.
It's a good day to get everybody outside. So talk to me about what you guys are hoping to achieve, you know, because people hear prostitution and most people, it doesn't touch their lives and think, ugh, and they tune out. So what is it that you want people to understand?
Well, I guess I want people to understand that, well, you might not believe that decriminalization is the answer to all of the problems that we do know can happen in prostitution, that we have to think about these laws specifically. And these laws specifically violate our rights in a way that the previous laws didn't.
Explain that. Explain how.
Well, for example, it's actually technically illegal to live with a sex worker, and it's illegal to hang out or habitually keep the company of a sex worker. And that means that we're unable to have any friends or our family is suspect. And this particular law is reverse onus, which means that you have to prove that you don't make any money off of the sex worker. You're not innocent until proven guilty. You're guilty until proven innocent.
And it's even, and I've heard, you know, for the youth who are working in the sex industry, who, you know, we wish they weren't until they were old enough, but they do it. And for that, you know, they're criminals by living with another kid who's also working as a sex worker.
Yes, if sex workers do anything together, if they work together or if they give each other advice, or that could even include trading information on bad dates or so on, technically that would all be encouraging and counseling someone to sell sex and therefore would be illegal.
And these laws, if I'm correct, changed last year, correct?
Yes, they did. They were enacted in November last year.
So what are you doing to battle this? It seems like it's a bit of a losing battle.
Well, to be quite frank, I think this is an example of yet another example of the Harper government's complete disregard for our Charter of Rights and Freedoms. And I think Canadians all understand that my rights are the same as your rights. So if I don't have the right to associate, it's actually an attack on every Canadian's right to associate. So what we'd like to see is to get rid of this government.
And people have their chance in a few months. It's not that far away. Do you think that people, because this isn't one of those rights that most people think affect them, do you think a lot of people tune out?
Yes, I think also it's a very deeply personal issue for many people. A lot of people have very strong opinions about that. And I think that we need to listen to all Canadians and listen to their concerns. But we also have to look at the fact that these, when you violate my rights, you're violating your rights too.
Would you like to see, you know, a red light district, you know, that would happen someplace in Vancouver, or, you know, brothels that could happen someplace? Would that be, you know, is that the utopia for sex workers?
I think it's hard to determine what a utopia would be. One of our biggest concerns about this law and Harper government's recent response in bringing in this law is that sex workers have not been truly consulted. And I think we really know our business, and we're the ones who, we haven't really had an opportunity to get together and have discussions and provide some kind of input that, you know, we're not all going to agree on the same things, but certain things I think will come to the cream rises, right?
And this obviously isn't a career that's going away either.
No, and also, I mean, people have to understand that it's a very large industry and with a huge amount of variety. So some of us, you know, we might specialize in seeing people with disabilities or maybe seniors whose partners have passed away a long time ago. Or it is not unlike many other kinds of service work, and even in the health industry.
And I think a lot of people, though, think that criminalizing, or some people think that criminalizing will protect people, that, you know, it will make it that people will no longer access this, so it will protect these people so they'll find another career. Because, you know, I have to be honest, I certainly hope that no one I love pick sex work as a career for their life.
I think that sometimes when you feel that way, it's because you see how sex work is now in this criminalized environment. And what we try to say is that when you make it all a crime, you're forcing me to work in a criminal environment where my rights are not protected. So I don't have the opportunity to do things like put money away for my retirement, or for groups of us to have health care benefits, or to work in establishments that have proper security. So I think if we looked at it as a more legitimate business, and we had it set up in a way that looked like other legitimate businesses, that people would worry less about, maybe, you know, I wouldn't want a member of my family because I'm worried about their safety and so on.
And does this law, you know, I know that it says people can't, you know, you can't really be in the presence of anybody who does this for a living. Does it make your life more dangerous? You know, I know one of the things that in the blurb that you guys have online is saying that some refer to this legislation as the Willie Picton law, that sort of, you know, gives predators an easier go at it.
Well, I think that's, for me, I don't like to say that there's any permissions or licenses for predators, period. And also, my experience with police, I know I've been a sex worker for a long time, and I've had the odd time when I've had some dealings with the police, and they've actually been very respectful. I had a friend once that was murdered. They hunted all winter for her body.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, you know, I don't really believe in this idea that because there are laws that gives predators any extra rights or a license to do things. We know what's right and wrong, and anyway, I don't know what else to say about that.
So if you want to get rid of the conservatives and get rid of this law, what have the Liberals and or the NDP said that they will do?
I find that the other parties are really kind of shrinking away from the issue. I think they know that it's a deeply personal issue with strong opinions, and they're afraid to alienate any of their constituencies. So they kind of, you know, they haven't really come out strongly in support of our rights. But I'm hopeful that we can continue to work on that. And I know for certain that they're a better option than the conservatives, because the conservatives have made it extremely clear what their goal is. And their goal is to abolish prostitution. Peter McKay said it himself.
Yeah, morality makes these things so hard, doesn't it? Because the personal take on it makes it challenging. So if you could have your way, I mean, you said you didn't know what the utopia was, but what would you like to see the law become? What do you think the law should be, or should there be no laws?
Well, I think, first of all, it doesn't really need a place in the criminal code. So the municipalities and maybe even provinces can come up with health and safety regulations in consultation with sex workers, but I think the public would be satisfied that the public health has been addressed, and then we can have business licenses, then there's zoning issues and all of those things. We would be under the same laws and regulations that any other business is. Think of the city just and its newest mm-hmm. legislation regulations for a medical marijuana dispensary. I mean, if you can do it for medical marijuana, why can't you do it for me, who is seeing clients who are perhaps disabled or older? And this is healthy sexuality is a part of being healthy.
Have you found that since the laws changed last, I guess, winter that was, have you found a change in how police are treating you? Are they going after people, or you and your friends, or you and your peers?
I think the biggest change is that the clients are frightened. And when the clients are frightened, they're less likely to want to give you their real name. They might call from a phone booth mm-hmm. instead of a phone where you get that's registered to their name. And so those kinds of things to hide their own identities make it harder for us to screen clients.
And so at the end of the day, what you want to see is what you're hoping to affect, I guess, with today's march at least, is how people vote when they hit the ballot box this fall.
It seems to me that's the first step.
And are you going to be out campaigning?
Well, I guess we had better, eh?
So, well, you have to figure out who you're going to campaign for. If you're saying the Liberals and the NDP are backing off on this, it makes it challenging to know, you know, who to back from your perspective.
Yeah, I think in one of our strategies, I think, is that we are personally taking on talking to MPs, trying to educate them to our issues, and hopefully changing minds one at a time.
Well, Andrew, I thank you so much for your time today, and we'll see what happens come the fall. We'll talk to you then if things change.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
That's Andrew Sorfleet. He is the president of the board of the XXX Workers Solidarity Association of BC, and they're wanting to get out the Harper government over the laws that changed last winter criminalizing the sale of sex and how that's affecting them. And we'll be back in just a moment here on the Sean Leslie Show on News Talk 980 CKNW.